I believe I am extremely sponge-worthy. And if you've never watched Seinfeld, you have no idea what I just said. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffo and I will be joined by a very special guest, Carrie Kasem. You'll recognize the last name, her dad, Casey Kasem. Do you remember that Odyssey? The awful way he was treated as he was dying, and then as he passed away, his body was being shuffled from here and there, all orchestrated at the hands of his wife, Jean Kasem. Well, Carrie Kasem will tell the heartbreaking story of the final months of her father's life and what she needed to go through just to be able to see him. And Carrie is now an activist to be able to try to create laws that will protect not only seniors, but the adult children of these seniors who want to see them, who want to care for them, and who want to love them. And Carrie will join us. After that, the worst beauty tips on Pinterest. Ever want to put Listerine on a pimple? Oh, there are some crazier ones. I brought this story into the studio, and at first glance, Christina looked at it, and all of a sudden her eyes bugged out of her head because even she couldn't believe what was on there, and we will have that for you. We start things off this hour with outdated references. There's no more, cringeworthy moment for someone in a social situation when they say something in an attempt to be humorous or witty or intellectual and no one else understands what they're saying. And we are now getting to the point where there are certain levels of reference that no one gets anymore. Seinfeld. Seinfeld has been off the air in terms of first-run programs since May of 1998. We're coming up on 20 years. And even the reruns, right? The reruns are now buried late at night. You got to really go looking for Seinfeld now in most places, in most markets, 11:30, 12 o'clock, whatever. And I've kind of had enough. All right, I was into it and during the reruns, but you know what? How many times can you watch the Soup Nazi and all that and the Keith Hernandez episode? I get it all, blah, blah, blah. There are some people that still insist on using them, and they are people usually in their 40s and in their 50s. I heard someone talking about Spongeworthy, which is a reference, the Soup Nazi, all these other references from Seinfeld. And there were people in the room, in the conversation, younger than 35, that had no idea what they were talking about. And so they would look at them and say, Seinfeld, hey, it's a Seinfeld reference. Yeah. I was like in junior high then. I didn't watch that. And that's the response they get. And all of a sudden you can see they just deflate emotionally because they realize they're old. Now they realize they're throwing out references that make no sense. And that's happened through the years, okay? When was the last time you heard a Happy Days reference? I love Henry Winkler. He's a lovely man. He's been on the show the whole thing. But no one does Fonzie references anymore. Because they became passé by like the mid-90s. You gotta understand to let things go after a while. It's not that funny anymore. I love the show Curb Your Enthusiasm. It hasn't been on in like, what, 5 or 6 years? I can't keep doing Larry David references because people won't know what I'm talking about. And if they do know, it's going to make it seem like I had never watched anything else or I've been locked in a time capsule for the last 5 or 6 years. Know your references, folks. You know what you should be doing? Talk about the Hunger Games. That's where your references need to be nowadays. How about a nice, juicy Walking Dead reference? Even Mad Men references are starting to get a little weird because you know the show's never coming back. And really, let's be honest, it was a niche show and not that many people watched anyway. But I'm getting off the point. The point is, know your audience, know your references, and you too can be a hit at parties. A very dear friend of mine is still making All in the Family references. My goodness, he needs help. Carrie Kasem is coming up next. Stay with us. This is a conversation you're really going to want to hear. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. A busy summer. Where you been?
Oh, I've been all up in the mountains in North Carolina and Dragon's Tail and down to the Keys and all over. I love riding anywhere.
Wind therapy. Today on American Biker Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute.
Wind therapy is getting on the bike and riding to cool off.
What's the big deal about rolling on two wheels?
It's a brotherhood or sisterhood where you know that the people that you meet are going to have your back and, you know, have a lot of fun together. It's camaraderie. It's a way of life. I've been all up in the mountains in North Carolina and Dragon's Tail and down to the Keys and all over. I love riding anywhere.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Dina is a Muslim from Egypt who's been a permanent U.S. citizen for 15 years. Like most Muslim women, Dina covers her head and her body when in public, following the religion's traditional code of modesty. Recently, when Dina went to the local DMV to renew her driver's license, she was told she could not wear her Muslim headscarf in the license photo. When Dina explained the religious connotations of the headscarf, the DMV employee told her he would not take her picture unless it was removed. Is he right? Is this a valid DMV policy? Stay tuned for the final verdict. When a local civil liberties group contacted the DMV on Dina's behalf, the DMV admitted a misunderstanding and the photo was retaken with Dina's headscarf in place. And that's the final verdict.